Police here in Los Angeles are investigating last weekend's deadly shootout between a gunman and a SWAT team where the gunman and his daughter were killed. The man was allegedly holding up the infant girl as a shield while he battled with officers. Autopsy reports confirm that the baby was killed by police. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
For nearly 3 hours last Sunday, LA's SWAT team traded gunfire with Jose Raul Peña. Reportedly 40 rounds from Peña and 90 from police. The shootout was recorded by local television news crews. Police say the standoff started after 34-year-old Peña barricaded himself in his small used car shop in Watts. They say he used a 9mm handgun to shoot at the officers. And during the gun battle, they say he used his 18-month-old daughter, Susy Maria Peña, as a human shield.
We had a very unstable individual. It was also reported that he had been ingesting cocaine and alcohol. He is a cold-blooded killer, and it's that simple.
Chief William Bratton told reporters that police got a call about a domestic disturbance from the baby's mother, Lorena Lopez. A short while later, Bratton says Lopez's 16-year-old daughter made another 911 call from Peña's auto shop.
He was shooting at us. He was making threats to kill her, to kill the infant, to kill himself. And in our discussions with him, he indicated clearly he was not going to go to jail.
Bratton says 9 security cameras at Peña's car lot captured the shooting in graphic detail. Police are still reviewing those images. What they do know is that at some point as the SWAT team moved in, one officer was wounded in the shoulder and Peña was shot dead. When police entered the office, they also found the toddler, Susy Peña, dead of a single gunshot wound to the head. According to the official autopsy reports, the bullet came from a police rifle. Even so, Assistant Chief George Gascon says Peña is responsible for his daughter's death.
Our officers did what they had to do. There may be some tactical issues that we may take issue with. We don't know yet. It's too early. But clearly, they were acting within the law. And the consequences of this event must be placed squarely on that suspect. In a 40-year history of SWAT and about 3,800 hostage incidents, only twice have the hostage lost a life.
Yesterday, Lorena Lopez returned to Raul's car shop for the first time since the shootout to find the walls and windows pierced with bullet holes. Standing in the tiny office where her baby daughter was killed, Lopez cried as she held a photo of Peña cradling Susy in his arms.
El mejor padre que he conocido.
Lopez says Peña had been a good father, but he had been depressed lately about his business, a depression, in fact, that went back to his days during El Salvador's civil war. Lopez says she was on her knees pleading with police on Sunday to hold their fire on her daughter, to instead call a psychologist to help calm down Peña.
Yo quiero justicia por Susy. Yo pido, yo exijo justicia por Susy, porque no es justo.
I want justice for my baby, Lopez says, wearing a shirt still freshly stained with breast milk. Her child was so young, she was still nursing. On Saturday, Lopez plans to bury Susy. And as she and the police grapple with the deaths, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa urged the community to withhold judgment.
It was a terrible night that ended in a terrible tragedy. There will be an investigation. It will be exhaustive. We will get to the bottom of this. Be very clear about that.
Villaraigosa asked for patience while police complete an investigation that could take months. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.